7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
Hello.
I was just gonna do that. Hello.
How are you?
I am doing good. I feel refreshed, refined, renewed.
Oh yeah?
Because it's the actual first episode for our year.
Oh.
If you want, we went on live last time. It was kind of fun.
But the official.
Yes, the official.
It was crazy. It felt weird being on live.
I actually,
fun.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, it was weird and fun for me though.
Why weird?
Because it was new and it was just like, wow, this is live.
I feel like I could see us doing that a little bit more often.
I wouldn't mind doing it again, for sure.
Yeah. I did get a couple people talking about it, I guess.
Aww.
I know we had four different platforms on, but on my Facebook, I realized I had 100 plus views, so we definitely had decent views for our first time, and that was only on my end. But a couple people said it was nicely balanced and they liked the humor. And they liked to laugh. Another one was surprised as to how much traction it had, and just how we were together. But yeah, so I guess people like our dynamic.
That was nice feedback.
Yeah,
we got 1,000 likes on TikTok,
and we got 2 cents.
Oh, someone gave us a gift. A couple gifts, but I guess they're not worth very much.
I mean, I guess the more you have to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
But
each gift is a different amount too.
Yeah.
I guess.
But. So if anybody want to give us bigger gifts.
Stop.
Just kidding. But Valentine's Day is coming. It's this day.
A few days.
When this gets posted, it's Valentine's Day, right? Thursday?
Friday.
No, Friday. Okay. So
the day before Valentine's, this will be posted.
Yes.
And so what did we decide to do?
Well, of course, talk about love. And I know last year we did love in a different way, I guess. But this year,
God's love.
But yes. Now it's kind of since we've been into this for the year and stuff like that, and more deeper into it. Now it's love on how we show His love every day. So
yes, loving like Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we learned about His love, and now we're trying to portray that into the world.
Yes, and touching on forgiveness a bit, but it's mainly about representing and sharing God's love and how Jesus represented Himself when He was here too, especially. Because, I think that was a big point of why God sent His Son here, was to show everyone that He is good.
Yeah.
Jesus and God, and He's not just this, harsh,
I'm in high power and this and that. I liked when Jesus was here, how he understands what we go through and what we might feel, because obviously we're not going to be perfect every day. Mm-hmm. I like that He understands that, because when He was here, He did experience what we felt.
Exactly.
Or what we feel.
Exactly. So nobody can say that, he doesn't know what it's like, or,
Right.
He has been here. He's done it all, and through it all, He showed us what we should be doing as a human, as what He created for us.
And that's why He always knows what to do. So
yeah,
He knows how to help us, but He also knows us in detail, so that it helps as well.
Yeah. And He also understands that it's really hard
mm-hmm.
to always be, moving with love and always showing that and doing the right thing as a human, essentially,
And that word love, it obviously isn't a light word to take, because obviously love is something strong with a lot of meaning, and a lot comes with it. And what I like too is that the love that Jesus gives, you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And so it's a greater love that you could obviously feel a great big love from your husband, your kids, your family members, whatever, but He gives us a love like no other. And that's why it's so important to carry that love around to help other people as well.
It's so many things when you're talking about the love of Jesus. It is definitely not the worldly definition. Like I've said before, the worldly definition is an intense feeling of deep connection. And
that's
that
it.
Can be part of
it. It stops there.
Yeah, it stops there. Jesus did have connections and he had intense emotions, but it was so much more than that.
Yeah, deeper meaning for sure. Like as you said, with the worldly definition, like it just stops there. It's like cut short.
Yeah.
And what can you do with that? You can only do so much, but like his right. love overpours and will always be blessed with his love, and every day we'll always see it in different right. ways.
Right.
And it's never ending. It's everlasting.
Yeah. Like,
so the worldly definition is horrendous.
It's just not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough for what love.
That's why the world. Stands. That's why the world always goes seeking for more.
Yeah.
You know.
If they don't have his love, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we do see his love, we continue to go for that, and we continue to grow in his love because we know it's there. We know how much power it has behind it.
And you could just see the difference between, like, let's say somebody who doesn't have God versus somebody who does have God. Person who doesn't have God, you could see their love, but it doesn't shine as bright as the love when it radiates through us from God.
When it's given to us.
Yes.
And yeah, when he's
and you actually receive it and actually genuinely want that love and want to see others, like, portray it to other people.
Right.
You know? But I was looking at, like, all different aspects of ways that Jesus loves, and top three kind of stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Which is having unconditional love. Unconditional is the main key word.
Yeah.
Because despite our flaws, he's always loved us. So why do we nitpick everything from other people and make that define them and not love them unconditionally?
Yeah.
Sacrificial love. So if he gave up everything for us, we should be able to put others we should be able to put others before ourselves. And the one that I found personal was forgiving love. Which is the hardest one, because you have to let go of resentment, like how Jesus forgave those who hurt him.
Yeah.
I say that because I feel like I've always had the Lord, but maybe like 7 years ago now was when I truly like started digging more into it. And so the way I forgave before versus how I forgive now deeper with God is I definitely see the difference. Like I always forgave easily and stuff. Like I'm never going to hold it against anybody or in my heart. Because that's like a part-time job. It's like I've heard before, like, don't let somebody live rent-free in your heart because it's worth much more. So therefore,
I feel like you understand the meaning of forgiveness and how you need to understand why they're like that. We need to understand that people that don't have
put yourself spirit, in their shoes.
Yeah, and that's biblical too. It's like, if somebody does you wrong, you have to take it with a grain of salt and understand that they don't know any better.
Right.
And that's the difference. Like, now you know, right?
Yeah. Like, before, I always forgave, but the problem is I gave it out too freely in the sense of, like no matter how deep the hurt probably could have been or whatever the case is, I always forgave easily, which is great, but it allowed them to walk all over me or, like, be like, oh, I could do it again and she'll just forgive me. I wanted it to have like a boundary in a sense. So now being with God deeper and stuff like that, I find that I forgive easily still, but I make sure I keep like a hands distance and I like watch to see if you actually grow and like, you know what I mean? But the difference is that I actually pray for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's where I was getting at.
Yeah.
So I actually also pray for the person, and like, I think even recently I've prayed for that person and right away, no matter how hurt it could have been or what it meant to me, still prayed for the person. And then you don't have to like dive back into what you were, but keep that relationship with God going, and then he'll work on it because it's in his timing of how he wants people to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, definitely. That shows your understanding right there. Just the fact that you pray for them, obviously that's you realizing that it's not their fault. Like, if you felt like, okay, like, they are the worst, they're, you know, I'm never gonna do, you know, bother with them ever again. That's not what you're thinking. That's like, okay, let me pray for them because I know I want Jesus in their heart and I want them to be better.
Because people always fall short in the glory of God, which is what is always said. So if God can forgive, so can we. It's just I feel like sometimes some things are bigger than what we can handle. So that's why we always just like leave it in God's hands and he will do what he needs to do to fix it. But I think that's how I came around to it this time around, because it was personal, it was close. So it was I feel like it was a different experience just because it's not just Joe Schmo on the corner over there doing, like, maybe he got mad at me or whatever. But so it's always important to pray for them and carry on God's love regardless of the situation.
It sure is. Let me piggyback on those 3 points right there.
Do it.
So I'll start with sacrificial love.
Okay.
Jesus showed us love by enduring and suffering on the cross so that we have a shot. We have a shot at eternal life. We have a shot at forgiveness with God. Because before that, God wasn't so forgiving, if we remember. Like, he was very much more strict, and, you know, it is what it is before Jesus came.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure
he laid down the law.
it was like, you know, Jesus was our chance to be free, and God gave us that chance through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that just right there is sacrificial love. That's just wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then forgiveness, we already just kind of went over that. That's the most important thing. I mean, that's the main love that Jesus gives us is forgiveness, because we are all sinners, you know, and that's also what God gave us as a gift, to be able to be forgiven and to be able to repent and earn that forgiveness, you know. And then going back to the unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
Jesus was the epitome of love. He loved the poor. He loved women, which was unexpected at that time, because women weren't as equal as men.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
He showed love to women, and he, like, no matter what, you know, and he loved and valued children, even, you know, where other people might not see that they were of mm-hmm. all of that value. And he was in constant service to others. So that's all unconditional, you know, like, because you're poor, I still love you. Because you're a woman, because you're a child, you know, like, he even washed the feet of his tired disciples, you know, mm-hmm. After a long quest.
Right, right.
You know, like, Jesus, the King, our Father, like, he literally showed his love to his best friends. And wash their feet after a long day to show them what, you know, what kindness is.
I think piggybacking from what you said about the forgiveness, along with what you just said about how he just shows his love to, like, anybody and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Is first and foremost, to the forgiveness part, it's important for Christians to forgive, because obviously it frees us from bitterness, but also allows God to forgive us. Because in Matthew 6:14 it says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And then also how his unconditional love, and like how he just how he loves is amazing, because I have an example from when he was dying on the cross. So like in Luke, when he was dying on the cross, while all that horrible things were happening to him and everything. Yeah, there's one verse that I feel like people don't really, I feel like, focus on a lot, is on 23:34 in Luke. It says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So he's, no matter him being, like, nailed onto the cross, he was still praying for everybody else's forgiveness.
They do not know what they were doing. That's exactly what we were,
because they're
saying.
So ignorant, because they didn't know who they were crucifying, because right. They never believed him. And it's as bad as, like, the Roman soldiers, the religious leaders, the crowd mocking him, like, and he still prays for them, regardless.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important when I say pray for them anyway.
Yeah. It's important to show our kindness and love that way for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Our enemies, the poor, anyone who's done us wrong. I'm going to say a little verse, too, just regarding why God sent Jesus here. It's Luke 4:18-19. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That's kind of going back to what we were saying too, like, he sent Jesus here because he wanted to show favor to his people. The Lord's favor, that's when he sent Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. That was the time of the Lord's favor. So, and it goes to show through Jesus' actions, you know? And what God sent Jesus here to do, it showed favor upon everyone, like I said, the poor, the woman, everyone. It was unconditional. And that's why he sent him here.
More people just need to love like Jesus.
Yeah.
Especially giving people grace on things.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to win everyone over with his genuine goodness, wisdom, and power. And he also expects us to do as he did when he, you know, when he was a human, to love one another. And if we are pursuing Christ and proclaiming that walk that we have, you know, our character and actions should reflect that.
Right.
Otherwise, it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And people will see right through you, especially Christians.
Unfortunately.
Especially because God gives us the gift of seeing the truth for most people. And it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we can clearly see if someone doesn't mean well with us. And we have the option to step back and pray for them.
Right, right.
And love them, you know.
Mm-hmm. And just showing, so I know we've pretty much talked well about like a mixture of how God loves us and like how we try to love like God by like praying for others and releasing resentment and all that, but like every single day, like lifestyle, as I was saying before, extend grace to those difficult people. Difficult.
Yeah, people who are less fortunate especially.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it specifies in the Bible too, like love the less fortunate, in other words.
And if there's that annoying person at work, they're probably annoying for a reason. They probably have some deep-rooted issues, so pray for them, you know.
Yeah.
Acts of kindness and selfishness, because a lot of selfish people in the world, and they only think about themselves and not about others. And you don't know what other people are going through, so mm-hmm. just being kind in that way. And my last two points, which are really important, is using words to uplift and encourage. Because words can kill. In Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So just watch what you
There's power say. In that tongue.
I was waiting for you to say that.
That's one of my favorite lines because it's so true. It is so true.
And
we know it. We see it as humans, how yeah, true that is.
It is true.
How powerful it is.
Powerful.
With our prayer and with our cursing.
There is power.
Yes. Like, there's good power and there's bad power in that.
Yeah.
And you can guess which is which, you know?
And don't expect anything in return.
When you pray?
Anything.
When you ask God?
Well, even to other people, like, just do things out of the grace of your heart. Like,
yes.
Don't, like, bless others. Just, like, don't, do bless others. I meant to say, don't expect anything in return, and don't be like selfish about it either.
Right. It's up to them at that point to make the right or wrong decision, and we just have to continue. We have to continue praying for these people. And the less what's the word I'm looking for? Privileged.
There you go.
The less privileged or distressed.
Mm-hmm.
He did it and we can too. I know I have a goal. Especially when I start to make more income, I have a goal to help the sick and the poor in one way or the other, whether it's like donating food or working at
a
food bank.
You've been saying you wanted to do that for a while now, haven't you?
I've mentioned it, yeah.
Like food banks and stuff?
Yeah. I think my blessing is more like being kind and encouraging right now. But once I am well, I'm not rich, right?
Yeah. Riches and glory.
I don't want to be either, but... But my goal, when I start to like be more comfortable in my finances and everything, I want to give. I don't want to just keep it all for myself. I want to help others, and I want to follow in Jesus' footsteps in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're called to do. And I want to do that, and I'm going to.
Good. That's the word. You gotta pray and talk about it as if it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I know that God knows my heart, so the fact that
He'll continue to bless you.
He knows that. He's going to help me get there where I need to be. And
you just
so
have to do your part and just look up to Him and never...
Yes.
Don't be swayed off from God. Just keep doing what you're doing in your relationship with Him.
Yeah. And act. Like, don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Don't be, you know, just sitting here and waiting. Like, we talked about
the
waiting season. Like, you can't just sit there
Which...
And take a nap in the waiting season.
I know we were talking about the waiting season. And I've probably had, like, a couple things that I was saying that I was waiting for. But I feel like the start of this year, a lot of, like, opportunities... I don't know if this is a testimony or not. But a lot of opportunities have been coming. And I slowly see myself, although I had to, like, work for it in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And get there, I feel like I slowly am seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
A little easier as you go.
Easier as I go. Yeah. I think I'm getting more comfortable because I know like finances were part of my waiting season I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
And like I see myself getting like I see the light where I know what I'm going to be receiving. And yeah. It's like perfect timing for and I just find myself getting more comfortable. Like as you were saying, you're going to get more comfortable with your money. That's what I want to mm-hmm. do. That's what I want to be so that I could bless others. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I feel like I was on the struggle bus this past year. I was on the struggle bus and I didn't want to rely on anybody else. I obviously always prayed through it, hence why I have these opportunities now. But I was definitely on the struggle bus. But now, waiting in his timing and not trying to jump ship and doing things myself, I see what he's trying to do. And with that, it opened more doors, not just finances, but it opened more doors with work and with church opportunities and everything. So when I say that he gives abundantly, like he answers you and what you want and what you need,
mm-hmm.
but he gives it to you more abundantly, and I didn't expect the rest to come with it.
Yeah,
you know, so
he gives you more than you can imagine.
Yeah, so I guess that's my little testimony for the beginning of the year.
I feel like we're on a similar path in that. I'm so excited for us.
Yeah,
and I'm just proud of us to be able to be at this point, and it's only going to get better, like you said. Like, he's going to show us things that we can never imagine. And if we're seeing that now, we're like 30 years old.
And I'm nervous as heck, by the way. with everything listed that's coming at me, whether it's with my photography opportunities to church to, I don't know, whatever else may come, I'm just like...
A little bit of nerves are fine. You're human. But imagine if you didn't have Jesus to help you.
Oh, I know.
Through it.
I'd be thrown in there. But...
You would be way more nervous and... a mess.
I think
him.
More so nervous just so that I want to make sure I do my part and I do it well.
Yeah.
You know?
That's more like accountable,
yeah.
I would say. Like, you just want to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I put it out there well and, like...
Yeah. You want to make sure you're not lazy, you're gonna get things done.
And not just saying and doing things out of my booty cheeks. Like, you know, like, I just want to... yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for this year.
Me too.
What?
It's an emotional topic. We're like, you know, we're moving forward. We're taking another step in our life. We are in a new season.
And you know what else is making it easier for both of us, not just me, is that, yes, we're praying to God. Yes, we're reading and doing all this stuff. But as I always say, community is always an important thing. So just surrounding myself with my family alone and then my friends, like... who believe in the same stuff you do. So obviously, like, you know, you're getting prayed for, you know.
Yeah. And you're getting encouraged.
Yes.
You know, you just feel supported.
Encouraged, a little push to get a head start and like, hey, let's try this.
Yeah.
But
and that's showing God's love right there, too. It's crazy. When we get so much of God's love and we finally see everything coming together, we're able to even push out even more love. And then when we're blessed even more, we can bless others even more. It's just a beautiful circle.
It is.
Circle. It really is.
Word malfunction.
Hey, it could go both ways. Circle.
I can't.
Anyway. Okay.
Say it for the people in the back.
I love him. Jesus. You know what I really want to do, but I feel like
Oh goodness.
I'm the only one that would want to do it.
Don't say that. What?
Have you ever seen those videos where, like, someone starts singing in a grocery store, like, God, and
okay.
then they all join in?
I'm pretty sure you're not the only one. I'm pretty sure Tony said he would do it. Like, you have
what
other
people. What do you mean? He said he would? Have I asked him that?
I mean, I've seen him, like, post about it or see about it, but, like, it's Tony. I mean...
Girl.
He would do it.
Do you think they're coincidences? Or do you think it's like a whole like 10 people from a church in like different corners and they just start singing?
Probably. Because there's no way that they know when to come in, what song that's they're going to sing.
Girl, even though it's like set up like that, that would be so fun to do. Because then whoever else is like knows the song we're singing or like is a Christian, they'll join in. Imagine.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be. And we have to do it where there's like a lot of people there, like on an evening or something. So that's my dream, just so you know.
Meanwhile, I'm over here thinking.
Tony, wink, wink.
nudge, nudge.
Eunice, Mama, Sarah.
I don't think Sarah would do it.
Sarah will join in on us.
She might be the last, like, the last minute Larry, like when she sees everybody doing. Okay, I guess I'll do it.
Shoot, we even need Carol and Pat and all of them.
You want Pat? Michelle,
everyone. Yeah, she can.
The
yes.
rhythm.
The rhythm. Listen, they were in the choir. They can join us.
Listen, I just rather do the garage, the car garage thing than the grocery boring. Store. What do you mean? The acoustics in there is going to be way better.
Yes, but who are we blessing?
People in their cars. Yeah, people nobody. Walk into their cars. People in the streets that might hear us at the top of the Providence thing. Like, we could shout it out from the rooftops. So wow, because I know the song Rooftops. Have you heard of it?
I don't know.
Shout out your praise from the rooftops. No,
I don't.
I'm gonna put it on after this segment. So, but yes.
Oh man.
So.
But if I coordinate it, would you join it? Join it.
Join me.
Join it.
Potentially.
Okay, that's a maybe.
But all I know is we have to make sure we have the unconditional love,
yes.
The sacrificial love.
Yep.
In the forgiving love. Because nobody, that's hard one.
Yes.
All of them are hard.
It is.
But you got to do it with Jesus.
We need to practice it every day. We're going to get better and better. We're so blessed to be
every
here.
Every day and every hour. God, I need your power. Hey.
Jesus did so much. Sorry, I'm focused.
Sorry. I sang that song. She was dancing. All of a sudden, Jesus, sis.
Listen. Did so much. It got me in the spirit every day, every hour. Maybe Lord,
how we need your power every day and every hour.
So when you said that,
yeah.
It reminded me that he does so much every day.
In every hour.
He listened, he taught, he encouraged, he healed, he provided, he helped, did it all. All. He never dropped the ball.
We mean these words, but we're getting antsy.
Listen, it's happiness. It's giddiness.
He gives us the joy down in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart.
Ooh.
Down in my heart.
I got the
joy down in my heart.
Down in my heart to stay.
Oh, it was like some dissonance going on there. Not quite.
And I'm so happy. So very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, and I'm so happy.
Happy. I don't know that part.
All right, but we are so happy about the joy that he gives us, the love that he gives us.
Can you not tell?
And if you don't feel this way, then you need Jesus, because he could only give you the joy, the peace, and the happiness.
Like, no, seriously though.
What?
Like, okay. We're singing about Jesus. We're like smiling and laughing about Jesus. Like, who else on earth would we just be like, hey, let's sing about them?
Them.
I mean, no, I love them, but like, no, ain't nobody in this world gonna make me feel the way Jesus does and the way he's making us feel. Like, look at, we're bursting out in song. We're like, we're spreading the word. We're loving on him.
And if you see the similarity of all his songs, they all come together and mean the same thing. Hence why we just went to like three different songs and it all equaled out to the same thing that we're trying to portray out here, which is his love and the joy.
There's still a lot of meanings though, but
yes, for
ultimately,
sure.
Ultimately, it all goes into one.
Right. Yeah. Now imagine being able to wake up and open up the curtains. You hear the birds. You walk outside. You drive and you just see people happy-go-lucky like us. The world needs more of that. So spread his love.
Yeah.
Spread his cheer.
Yeah. Not to say we can't have bad days.
Oh, well, yes.
But.
This is what gets me through. But, I am so tired right now. So therefore, this is what's getting me through.
Your face is just lit up. The Holy Spirit's like, shh, good girls.
Yes.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yes. Shazam my love on you.
I'll give you a little support here.
No, but really though, I'm just tired. It's today's a long day, and so I'm just like, if I just keep my head above waters and, you know, sing this song and like keep it in me, then I could get through it for sure.
Yeah.
The look that she's looking at me is like how a mom would look at their child, like, I'm so proud.
It is. I love it. This is an important topic. It's necessary to show the world. It's necessary for people to hear and act upon. Mm-hmm. And it's necessary for ourselves to be accountable.
And if you want to even dig deeper than what we're saying, definitely I would go to like Matthew and Luke and
oh my goodness, read. The gospel.
Yeah.
Matthew's the first one.
That's when he enters and Jesus comes and all this stuff. And then, like, in human form.
That's good advice.
And then Luke is basically when he gets crucified at the end. So just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read it, dissect it, learn about him.
So to clarify, if you're new at the Bible and you have no idea where to start, the gospel is normally where Christians point you to because right off the bat, it shows when Jesus came and it teaches you everything.
All of his works, all his parables.
Yes. I mean, after you finish that, it's great to go back into the New Old Testament.
Yeah.
But it's very important just to know all the changes that God and Jesus made when he sent Jesus here, when God sent Jesus.
And just to experience the love that of like when he got crucified and like why and how and how bad the people were that he even prayed for them before he died. Like
we see everything in the gospel from what Jesus was capable of, from the love he provided, how he listened, taught, how he healed, encouraged, and how he provided. He, you know, luckily he had that power, you know, when they were in need of food and water and but you see just every little thing, and the cross is definitely the most important because that was the sacrificial love he gave to us to be able to be, you know, be here and to have eternal life and be
John 3:16. For God so loved the world, not just Sue, not just Joe, he loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm. So even if you're a sinner, even if you don't have God right now, just know that he still loves you. And he wants you to turn over to him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to lure you in so you can have eternal life. There's endless amounts of room. Like, heaven is an open... It's probably... I don't even know how big. I'm not even going to say how big. But it's unlimited, is what I'm trying to say.
The sky is unlimited and he's up there above the clouds.
Mm-hmm. Us Christians and Jesus and God and... Oh, sorry, I'm banging. And everything in between. We all want the maximum amount of people. That's what we're called here to do. It's never going to be too full. So change your mind, change your heart, and let him change you. Because you have free will. And the only way you're going to change is if you let him in and you allow him to soften that hard heart of yours.
The accent.
Hard heart of yours.
Hard yours.
Oh, and man.
And I think that is a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
We will have a video form of our hymn that we have for you, along with the audio. So you could either watch it on social media or you can hear it on here.
Right now.
Yes.
After we pray.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Take it away.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, let's end this lovely podcast in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your son down here and showing the love and just representing your love and showing us how deeply you love us and, you know, change the ways so we can have eternal life and forgiveness. And I just thank you that you're such an unconditionally loving God. And I just pray that Rachel and I and everyone listening, all of our loved ones, we just continue to strive to love one another, blessing the poor, the sick, and the distressed, and just showing Jesus' love in any way that we can. In your precious, beautiful, lovely son's name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Here is the hymn that you have heard.
It's called about. The Love of God.
Yes.
It's a known song. It's not ours.
Yes. Here it is. It's so kind. It leads us to repentance. And it's so bright. The darkness has to flee. Hallelujah. It cleared my guilty sentence. For I was bound, but now I stand redeemed. For what could break the chains of any prison? What force could rob the power from the grave? What would trade my rags for heaven's riches? Only the love of God. Singing, oh, how great is the love of God. He paid our debt on that rugged cross. For all our days we will sing our Savior's praise. How great is the love of God.